From here, let's discuss various experiences that can take place during meditation or as a result of working on the third eye. If you find yourself falling asleep during meditation, it's likely to be because you're too tired. You need to increase your hours of sleep. This is a good opportunity to discuss the fact that meditation isn't supposed to replace sleep. Meditation helps eliminate some deeply rooted fatigue, and it promotes a state of spontaneous focus through which people feel less tired at the end of the day. But in order to get full results, meditation requires that you get enough sleep. Among the Clavijian tools to transform consciousness is a technique called night practice. Night practice is implemented in the horizontal position and speeds up recuperation processes. A 30-minute night practice, when coming back from work in the afternoon, can make a huge difference to your state of health and well-being. You can find more information about night practice in my book, Awakening the Third Eye, and the knowledge tracks include numerous audio recordings of guided night practices. While we're on this topic, meditation is to be practiced while sitting, not lying down. When in the horizontal position, your energy becomes qualitatively different. This requires techniques such as night practice, which work through variations of the sleep state. Meditation doesn't work through the sleep state, but through the waking state, hence the need for an awakened position in which your back is kept vertical. Now, to a relatively common experience, feeling slightly lightheaded or spaced out at the end of a meditation. In some cases, it can be due to abruptly coming out of the meditation. But apart from this, it's a perfectly normal occurrence. There is nothing to do about it. It passes after a few minutes. It's also one of those experiences that tend to happen more often in the first weeks of meditation, after which your system becomes accustomed to diving into deep states of consciousness, and you don't even notice the adjustment when returning to your ordinary waking consciousness. Here I'll give you a tip, which can be used not only after meditation, but also with techniques such as rebirthing, or ISIS, the past life regression method which I have developed. Normally, when feeling spaced out after a deep experience, it's best to enjoy the state and take your time to return to your ordinary mental state. But in some cases, there may be the need for urgent grounding. For example, if a person needs to drive, or if it's time to go to work. Then a very efficient measure is to give the person something to eat, and possibly a hot drink. Use solid food, not just a biscuit or two. By engaging the astral body into the digestive system, eating has an immediate grounding effect. In more extreme situations, massage could also be used. But this applies to clients after sessions of interactive techniques such as ISIS, or to people who meditate for long hours. With a daily meditation time of 30 minutes, these occurrences are rare. Which brings me to an important point. Don't overdo it. In the first talk, I spoke of full-time meditation. But before starting full-time meditation, I had first gone through 6 years of regular meditation practice, gone through months and months of regression and past life therapy, studied under Taoist and Indian masters, and acquired a solid understanding of models of consciousness and spiritual cosmologies. Meditating 30 minutes a day may occasionally take you through emotional releases, but it all remains very tolerable. Essentially, your morning meditation becomes your time of superior clarity, the time when you anchor yourself into a focused, productive state. Everyone will benefit from this, even children. But if you increase the meditation times, then you may be taken through fluctuations that are far more intense than anything you had expected. This requires a great deal of preparation, years of regular practice, but also a general spiritual background such as the one offered in the knowledge tracks. It also requires personal instructions from a guide, not just some instructor, but someone who has been there, someone who's gone through sufficient practices and first-hand experiences of the deep waters of consciousness. Can meditation be dangerous, by the way? If we are talking about a 30-minute daily meditation, no. Meditation has a calming effect that is beneficial to all. If you want to meditate for hours, however, it becomes a completely different story, which is why long meditation should not be undertaken without proper guidance. Earlier, I mentioned children. Third eye meditation works remarkably well with them. They feel colors, and they immediately enter the purple space. They are put in touch with this area of the third eye that is often still alive in them, but that closes off when they grow older due to lack of stimulation. With children, 30 minutes is too long. A duration of 10 to 20 minutes is plenty. A good format is that of group meditations facilitated by an adult, with other activities such as Hatha Yoga postures, making drawings of vision experiences, and listening to storytelling of myths and legends. Not that it would of course be a huge mistake to try to force children to meditate. It might be actually much more clever to forbid them to meditate. Inspiring is an art.